Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Vivica Rydell Anderson, the CEO of PDI Surgery Center. Hi, Vivica. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. It's nice to see you here bright and early. And we've also got Hazel White Oak, who is the Fund Development and Communications Manager. Hi, Hazel. Thanks so much for coming in.
Hi, Michelle.
It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So we want to talk about, of course, everything that PDI Surgery Center does, but we definitely want to let people know that your 11th annual, what a milestone, this is great, Make Kids Smile Awards Dinner is coming up. When is it happening?
It's happening Thursday, October 12th at 5 p.m. at Vintner's Inn.
Okay.
And we'll be honoring Matt Martin and Deborah Matthey.
Nice. And tell us a little bit about Matt Martin. I think I know who he is. Is he from Say?
Matt Martin, yes, was the CEO of Say, and he did amazing things. He's just a dynamo. Yeah. And he's now working with RCU, Redwood Credit Union.
Oh, great. Okay.
As their outreach and communication, community outreach
Perfect.
Person.
Perfect. Wonderful.
And they're so lucky to have him.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who gets Matt, he's done wonderful things for kids, particularly kids, foster children and children who've just phased out of foster homes. So.
Right.
He's a wonderful man. He's done a lot for children in our county, and he'll continue to do so.
Right.
And then we have Deborah Matthey, and she's the owner of Dutch at Crossing Winery. Uh-huh. Beautiful wines and a beautiful winery. I recommend everybody goes out there. I go there quite a bit.
Dry Creek Valley.
Okay.
Yes, in Dry Creek Valley. And she is an absolute supporter of children. She's been a big supporter of the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
She's been on their board, and she just supports in any way she can. She donates wine. She donates her lovely winery for events to
great.
Us.
On school
just
board.
Very special woman, and we're very happy that she's joining our board this year.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, we're excited about that.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So an evening to honor the work that Matt and Deborah have been able to do for the community, and also to raise money for PDI
That's
Surgery
it.
Center.
Yes, yes.
Great. So did you, when you first put this back together 11 years ago, did you think you'd be able to just keep it going for 11 years?
And well, we first year we wanted to thank our donors who'd helped the capital campaign happen. We needed $1.3 million back in 2006 in order to build a standalone surgery center, mm-hmm. a mini hospital, if you will. And we just had terrific support from all the three hospitals here, the St. Joseph System, the Kaiser System, and Sutter, providing funding for us, as well as a lot of the foundations, the Cotting Foundation, the Trioni Winery, Exchange Bank, Business Journals, too many to talk about here, and then also the First Fives, so tobacco mm-hmm. tax money, First Fives from the counties that we knew we were going to serve, and so we wanted to thank them, and so we said, what better way to thank the capital campaign donors for making this miniature hospital a possibility? So we said, make kids smile. It started as a luncheon, and it was a lovely affair, and then through times, you know, we need the money to sustain our prevention education mm-hmm. and the outreach that we do with the kids, and a lot of ups and downs in the funding with Medi-Cal, because that's only billing that we do, really. And so we really needed the funding. And so that has kind of prompted to keep going with the Make Kids Smile necessity, really did that. And from the get-go, wanted to thank people. So we've always had these awards going with it as well. Because without strong partnerships, it's just not possible.
Right. Those relationships are so important to continue that and to, you know, sort of cement the message of the PDI Surgery Center and to make sure that people, you know, don't forget about it and keep it forefront in the minds of all of your supporters. Now, you can get tickets. Tickets are available. It's coming up on October 12th. So you can still get tickets online at pdisurgerycenter.org.
That's right.
All right. pdisurgerycenter.org. And what does PDI stand for?
So initially, when the founders looked out to see what the need was for dental surgery under general anesthesia, they did needs assessment in Mendocino, Sonoma, and Lake County. And at that time, they were known as the Pediatric Dental Initiative of the North Coast, Inc. So some people will know it from the initial, really fact-based, you know, before you start something, you want to make sure there's a need. And so when we then opened our doors in January 2008, we thought, let's use the PDI moniker, but surgery center is more descriptive. So that's where we are. And we opened the door, and lo and behold, more than 400 children were on the wait list when we opened. Yeah, so tremendous need in the community.
So let's talk a little bit about what PDI Surgery Center does.
So PDI Surgery Center provides dental treatment, kind of the treatment that you'd imagine in a dental chair, but it's if the magnitude of the decay is so large, the clinics And so we're actually in 33 counties, but half of our kids are from Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. The clinics will send basically worst cases to us. Gotcha. So imagine a 3.5-year-old with 10 cavities. Mm-hmm. Well, 10 cavities, you will need to, you put the kid under general anesthesia so that you can take care of all those cavities at this in one sitting.
Right.
Because it would be really hard for a 3.5-year-old to sit through that. But it would be, you try to save the teeth, so you do fillings. Mm-hmm. You put on caps if a filling is not enough. And then unfortunately, for those black, really rotted teeth that we see, sometimes they can't be saved, and mm-hmm. so we need to pull them.
Okay.
And so at least then at that point, the child can come out of the surgery and have a healthy mouth, or a mouth that doesn't have the cavities anymore.
Right.
And with kind of the new oral health that they are going to do at home and eat healthier, hopefully with the education that they get at the surgery center while they're there, we hope to not see them again. So the idea is the clinics send the worst cases to us, and then we do that dental surgery. So you mm-hmm. have a medical anesthesiologist, a dentist, and a RDA, a registered dental assistant, in that operatory room.
Wow. And how big of a problem is dental disease for young children?
It's the number one preventable childhood disease in the nation. It is enormous. 50% of every child, 50% of children start kindergarten with some decay.
Half of kids?
Yeah, half the kids.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're trying to prevent that. It's got to stop. It is a dangerous thing. There are so many things that are associated with dental disease.
Right.
And to think that one third of the nation's adults have no teeth, which is a very, very scary thought. Right. We don't want that to happen to the kids we see.
Right. Yeah. And to think about what is the impact of having dental disease when you're small? How does it affect the rest of your life?
Well, maybe I can tell you a story. Just before I came to PDI, I worked for Community Action Partnership, mm-hmm. and a little boy from there who was going to start school in the fall was sent to PDI because he appeared to have bad teeth. One of the teachers had come in and said, "We've just got him into PDI because he's in pain." And he was the cutest little boy, red curly hair, freckled on his nose, a Norman Rockwell picture. Mm-hmm. He came to PDI. They couldn't save one tooth. They were so badly decayed. Mm. Excuse me. You know, they had to take those teeth out. So he was starting school in September. He couldn't talk properly because without teeth, you can't make sibilants.
Right.
He can't eat the food that the other children eat. So he's not going to be able to share, like, you can have my cookie, I'll have this.
Right.
He's not going to put his hand up and answer questions because he knows the kids will tease him. Mm-hmm. So he's starting school already at a disadvantage. Now, he's a worst case scenario.
Right.
But you can extrapolate from that. If children are in class in pain, they can't study. If they can't study, they can't learn. They're already behind, and that rolls on throughout their lives.
For sure. And as you said, it rolls on throughout their lives. Mm-hmm. Dental issues can be very, very expensive.
And on top of that, I don't think people realize that dental disease is a communicable disease. If a parent who has dental decay uh-huh. tastes the food for baby and then pops it in the baby's mouth, she is passing that decay on to the baby.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's very important that adults too take care of the teeth.
Right.
And this is something that our educator tries to explain to parents. You know, it's a family affair. It's not just this baby. It's all your children, you, your husband, your parents, right. uncles and aunts.
Right, you know? Right. And so that education component, is that part of what PDI Surgery Center also does?
Absolutely. And that's what your donations to PDI will help us do those things. Mm-hmm. We have a full-time RDA at PDI Surgery Center, who she's our dental health educator. So while the child is in the operatory room, she sits down with the parent and she has things to show them, how much sugar is there in juice, apple juice, mm-hmm. soda, fruit leathers, gummies, vitamin gummies, all those things that can be really educational for parents to see. She educates them on how to brush, and she really meets them where they are. You know, first, a lot of the parents, when they come to PDI, they are shocked that the surgery is needed because they've never heard about it.
Right.
And they didn't know it can be a big problem. And so when she sits there with them, it's a teachable moment, and she talks about, what are you drinking at home? What could we, you know, could you start drinking the waters with some lemon in it, or mm-hmm. Or just maybe dilute the apple juice with water, and maybe not use the sippy cups, but use a cup and have the kids come to the table. Different things, but for sure, only water in those sippy cups. If we can get everybody to just drink the water instead of putting anything else in the sippy cup, that really
even milk? Because milk has sugar in it.
Even
too,
milk
right?
has sugar in it. Don't do it. Yeah. Yeah. Put right. that in a cup. Let them have that, you know, at dinner or what have you. But not that constant on the go, being on the, in a sippy cup or you just it's then your kid has the sugar in their mouth all the
right,
time.
Right. Right.
Don't want that. Yeah. So she works with them and really meets them where they are. And then she has them sign. Well, they talk about signing or they sign a pledge to their kid's health. And so it's also brushing. You should brush and floss with your kid until they're 8 years of age. In the morning and the evening, and of course we understand it's hard. I have three kids. It's a rushed environment, but you have to do it and monitor them, make sure they're doing it, because it can make a huge difference. And also that to make the appointments every 6 months to go to a dental clinic. We're lucky that now in Sonoma County there's a lot more dental clinics available to a lot more chairs. And so, but a lot on these kids, you know, these parents will have to make that call to the clinic and get in there. But we have terrific partners in that. And then eating more fruits and vegetables at home, and then water, drink water, just juice water.
Yeah.
And reading food labels. She teaches them how to look at food labels.
Oh, great.
And see what's really in that food so that they can make, you know, educated choices rather than just grabbing things. You know?
Sure. And that is such an eye-opener. Mm-hmm. When you start to look at food labels and you see that sugar is like maybe the first or second ingredient or other words for sugar that you don't maybe recognize. Exactly. So, That's great. That's really great help. So you're working on not only treating the teeth of children who've gotten to this point where they do need the surgery for their teeth or need anesthesia so that they can get all those cavities filled. But you're also doing all this education as well. Do you have a reach out for the Spanish-speaking portion of our community?
Absolutely. We have two promotores dentales. So Gustavo and Misha go out in the community, as does Wendy Lopez as well. And they go to after-school programs, Boys and Girls Club, Catholic churches, health fairs, you know, when there's parenting classes, homeless shelters, anything, anytime really when a parent can be empowered to know you might not have a lot of money right now or there's not a lot you can do, but you can take a toothbrush and you can brush with your kid and you're going to have a huge impact in the rest of their life. So it can actually be a very empowering message. And you know, they do it out in the community, reaching, sometimes engaging with the kids. We have snappy chompers that kids always like when the crocodile comes. Yeah. Or it's a mascot.
He's our mascot.
Is a mascot? Okay. Yes. Now wait, tell me a little bit more about Snappy, because this is fun.
Snappy is an alligator.
Uh-huh.
And I've written a book about him actually. Snappy Chompers comes to PDI. And that we're going to have that launch that at our event,
Make
It Smile event. Uh-huh. And basically what Snappy does is teach kids how to brush and how to look after the teeth, because he came to PDI because he had such bad teeth that some kids saw him in the zoo and said, oh my gosh, he's sick.
Right.
And so they brought him to PDI and he decided he liked it so much, he's staying.
Okay, good. He's staying there as your mascot and showing kids how to brush their teeth.
That's right.
That's fantastic. I love it.
And so he's a little educational puppet as well that they can actually brush the teeth for him.
That's
and then
great.
Sometimes he'll come to the human race or other events and hand out toothbrushes.
Yeah.
So.
And he'll definitely be at our event in October.
Oh, good, good. And so do you see that when children have this opportunity to sort of learn about it, to have this fun interactive thing with a little puppet and they can brush it, do they go back and get more excited about brushing their own teeth?
Yes, they do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Engaging with the children. We also have the kind of like award, like a little chart, a brushing chart. And so when you get the kids don't want to be in pain. And so again, mostly a kid will come to us and they have the type of cavity that they've been in pain. But when they leave PDI, they're not in pain anymore, so they can actually eat things, and they do not have to feel embarrassed about their teeth anymore. So there's that self-confident being back in school, being okay, smiling on the playground, being able to sit still and concentrate because they're not in pain, and then eating the foods. And so the kids, for a lot of the kids, it's that moment of, oh, okay, there's things I can do. And, you know, kids get these little projects, and, oh, you know, they'll tell their parents to not drink the bad juices. So, you definitely want to get the kids involved as well. And we have terrific, all our staff is pediatrically trained. They're really fantastic with the children. Mm-hmm. If a kid is a little bit shy to go into the OR, our nurses will have them, do you want to be in a Superman outfit or do you want to be a little princess? And so it's really engaging with them. And I cannot say enough words about our whole staff. So I did want to do a shout out to our entire team at PDI. They just really know how to work with these kids. And it's amazing.
That's great.
I think if there were a prize for the happiest staff, our staff would win it.
Oh, that's good.
Absolutely, hands down. We all love one another. And feel passionate about what we do, which is pretty impressive.
Well, that's got to feel great to see these kids coming in who are embarrassed, who are in pain, who really need some help, and be able to make such a difference in their lives, not only immediately, but going forward, to give them that empowerment and that ability to change their lives going forward. I'm talking with Vivica Rydell Anderson, the CEO of PDI Surgery Center, and Hazel White Oak. Hazel is the Fund Development and Communication Manager at PDI Surgery Center. You can find them online at pdisurgerycenter.org, and that's where you buy your tickets for the Make Kids Smile Awards Dinner honoring Matt Martin and Deborah Matthey. It's coming up on October 12th at 5 p.m. It will be at the Vintners Inn at John Ash and Company. This is a great place.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So they're providing the dinner there.
They're fantastic sponsors. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yum. Okay. And then you've also got some wine sponsor as well.
We do. It's Belletto Vineyards out of Russian River. Mm-hmm. And the Belletto wines are just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, very good.
Obviously, they're can't wait to have their wines again.
Their wines are paired with the meal.
Oh, great.
And then Kendall Jackson is providing wines for the cocktail hour.
Oh, nice.
And we also have champagne.
Here's some champagne, too. Nice, some bubbles.
Windsor Winery.
Winery always
does this
beautiful. Vintage wines.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
They always do this beautiful label with our kid, the artwork that we have
oh,
with the kids.
Great.
So we have these self-portraits that kids have done of themselves, how they see themselves after they've been to PDI, and it's just really lovely. So all over on the walls in our surgery center, you'll see them, and they've been auction items in the past.
Oh, great. Yeah, really. There's a wonderful drawing of a little girl. I think it's a little girl with the rosy cheeks and a big smiley mouth. She's missing maybe a front tooth, but she certainly is very happy after visiting PDI Surgery Center. Now, you mentioned auction. Is there an auction at the dinner as well?
We have a silent auction and we have a live auction.
Okay.
So the silent...
And the raffle.
We also, I forgot, the really exciting raffle. E.R. Sawyer's provide this absolutely beautiful bracelet worth $7,800.
Oh,
and
my.
It is spectacular. Rose gold and diamonds. And I want to win it.
Unfortunately,
I'm not going to be able to, but I want to win it. We're both saying, in the office, we're saying, I'm going to go back in there and see if we'll get a deal.
Right.
No, it's beautiful. So we have this beautiful bracelet that's going to be raffled.
Uh-huh.
And the tickets for that are $100.
Okay.
And we're only selling 100 tickets.
Oh, wow. So you've got
a good chance.
Do you have to be at the auction in order to participate in that
raffle? No, you don't.
Okay.
You don't have to be there.
Okay.
In the past, we've said yes. But because some people have said, I can't come to the event, but I want to buy a ticket, we've said, okay, this year we will do it.
Okay, and the contact information for PDI Surgery Center is on your website if someone's interested in that? Okay, great. So go to pdisurgerycenter.org and click on the contact link if you are interested and can't come to the event.
Right.
But you really should because I'm sure you've got a wonderful silent auction with lots of things that people can bid on. Mm-hmm. Those are so much fun. I love going to events where there's a silent auction and like you put your name down. You're like, okay, I'm going to bump up my bid a little bit more. No, I really want that. I'm going to wait and hover till the last second and make sure that I get these wonderful items. Do you still need any auction items for the event?
We always accept them. We love to get more, yes.
Great.
We've got some great things, and our live auction is really exciting.
Yes.
We have a villa in Italy for a week. We have 3 weeks in New Zealand where you have a farm stay, a bed and breakfast in the city, and stay in an olive grove for a week.
Oh, my.
We have a Churchill Downs event where you get a race named after you and you have your own private box and you present the award to the winner of the race.
Oh my gosh.
The whole schmeal. You're a very important person for 3 days in that one. And we also have Kennedy Space Center trip where you meet an astronaut, you go into simulators.
Uh-huh.
So we've got some really exciting things happening.
And very unique. That's amazing.
Yes.
I love it. Okay, so the tickets are available for the Make Kids Smile Awards Dinner. The event is October 12th, 5 p.m. is when it starts at the Vintners Inn, John Ash & Company. And the tickets, and if you would like to sponsor, maybe you want to buy a table, maybe you want to sponsor the event at a higher level, pdisurgerycenter.org. And besides an event like this where you're fundraising, where else are your funds coming from to take care of these children?
Well, so part of our model is that we actually do bill Medi-Cal. So we have a really innovative business model. Medi-Cal does pay for some of the, and you can bill for anesthesia. Mm-hmm. You can pay for the professional fees for the teeth that the dentists are working on, and then you get a very nominal facility fee. But we've been able to, over time, be able to do the surgeries at a fraction of the cost of doing it elsewhere, because we only do this one surgery. We don't have to switch the ORs into other kinds of surgeries. Mm-hmm. And so that's really a benefit, and again, why we were able to partner not just with the clinics, but the hospitals really investing in our project, because this way the kids can be seen at PDI and not have to show up in an ER room. And so the way we do it is we bill for the anesthesia and the professional fees and the facility fees, and that really try to make that as much as possible. But then the fundraising is the other thing. So we have Make Kids Smile. We also have foundations that we apply for money for. We have grants from them. Mm-hmm. And we are lucky to be beneficiaries also of the Schultz Celebrity Golf Tournament, the auction Napa Valley, because we take care of kids from Napa as well. Mm-hmm. We're in 33 counties. The kids drive. We're in Sonoma County, and half of our patients are from Sonoma County. But kids drive from 33 counties to PDI. Wow. And the first fives, again, have been had a lot of that support for us as well, and also the wineries. And then we have a new event that we did this last year that was Strike Out Tooth Decay, a bowling.
Best fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Strike Against Tooth Decay.
Uh-huh.
And basically it's teams, get together your team and come and bowl and have fun. We thought, well, we'll do it as a kind of little fun thing. And it was so successful last year at the Epicenter that people were calling up and saying, will you start a league? You are doing it next year. What should we do? So we do it. It's going to be bigger and better this year.
Oh,
it's
that's
going to
very
be a fun
cool.
event. That will be in February, March.
Okay, great. Yeah. And so if people are interested in that, they could sign up on your website.
Absolutely.
For emails to find out more.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Yeah. Good. And again, that website is pdisurgerycenter.org. So how many children since 2008 when you opened up your doors have you been able to treat?
So I think we're now at 18,700.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. And so every year it's about 2,200 children every year. And the main focus has always been children up to age 7.
Okay.
So believe it or not, one-year-olds, you know, with the teeth that come in, unfortunately, if they're unlucky, and maybe too much juice, they have cavities when they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all up to 7. So it's all baby teeth that we work on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last 2 years, and we noticed that families of children with autism were mentioning us on their family resources and blogs and what have you. So we're seeing a lot of the autistic children as well.
Mm-hmm.
And again, up to about 7. And then about 2 years ago, we started treating children with Down syndrome, autism, or cerebral palsy up to age 25.
Okay.
But again, it's on a case-by-case basis, and if it can be done safely at PDI, and on those are on separate days, not when we're doing the younger children as well. But there's a huge need out there.
Of course, and that's great that you're able to reach out and help that community as well.
I should say, too, that one of the things, when you see tiny children, a 14-month-old baby having 6 teeth removed, it horrifies you. And one of the major reasons for that is baby bottles at night. You know, a parent who's tired and the baby's a bit fussy, they give a bottle with milk or juice in. They think it's good for the child, but what it's doing is it's seeping in all night and rotting the teeth, and also breastfeeding on demand and not wiping the mouth down afterwards. That milk rots the teeth, so that's one of the major problems, and it's so sad to see a tiny baby having that many teeth removed.
Sure.
I didn't realize they had that many teeth. I thought they had like two little ones sticking
out.
In fact, they do have that many teeth.
And wow. And that education component for the parents as well, because as you said, you were surprised to think that children that young had that many teeth.
Yes.
And there's all, I'm sure, misconceptions, just not being aware of what you're doing and thinking that you're doing something good for your child and not really understanding
that.
And you know, I mean, I've dealt with not my child. I met her when she was 3, so I'm stepmom, but she already had a good brushing habit at that point. But certainly dealing with my brother's little kids, like, did they just suck on the toothbrush? They're not actually brushing their teeth. So learning how to, maybe let them play with the toothbrush a little bit, but then actually going in and brushing your child's teeth and getting that done is important.
Yes.
So, yeah. All of those things, empowering people to take care of their dental health and show the parents, too, how to take care of their own teeth if maybe they're doing things that could be detrimental to their own mouths. And is this also, this education, have you also been able to help parents as well? And how many parents have you been able to help out?
Well, so we basically, with that number, 18,500, it's a large amount of the adults that we've gotten. We think it's around 12,588 adults.
Yes.
And caretakers. I mean, it's, again, foster classes.
Sure.
I mean, when they come up to a fair, you might have the mom and dad or the grandparent and what have you. Wendy Lopez and Rosemary Goldstein, one of our dentists, they also go on Spanish TV and radio.
Uh-huh.
And they've done that for years. Yeah. So you've reached a lot of people on through Spanish media like that. La Voz, also La Prensa, the mm-hmm. Press Democrats Spanish media outlet, really shedding a light on this hidden epidemic. The Surgeon General in 2002 actually called severe tooth decay the hidden, a silent epidemic, mm-hmm. Because people just don't, they've heard about asthma, they've heard about diabetes, but they have not heard about this severe tooth decay. And so I don't know if any of your listeners or if you've seen the bus ads that we have, but on the back of the Sonoma County buses right now, there's a kid holding a picture of mm-hmm. rotted teeth.
Oh.
And so we're trying to raise that awareness
yeah.
that, you know,
yeah.
you can, it is preventable. This kind of severe tooth decay, even though we see, you know, 10 kids a day with this and you know, we're booked out 5 to 6 weeks with mm-hmm. this kids needing this treatment, it is preventable, but a lot of families haven't heard about it. So we're trying also to do that awareness building. So yeah, take a photo of it, send it to our Facebook if you see it out
okay,
and about
good.
Town. It's all through Sonoma County.
Excellent.
And I keep saying to people, please put us out of business.
Yes.
We would be happy to be put out of business.
Of course.
I don't think it will happen in my lifetime, but we'd love it to happen.
Right. Well, it's great that you are putting the word out. We're very proud here at the radio stations to be able to help you spread that message and get people to come and help out. If you cannot come to the Make Kids Smile Awards dinner on October 12th at John Ash and Company, where the tickets are available at pdisurgerycenter.org, you certainly can make donations on the website. You also always need little critters, little beanie babies,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, we do.
So those beanie babies are for the children who are going into surgery as a little sort of comforting little thing that they can have and feel okay and not be scared about going into surgery. So that's a great way to help out as well.
And if they've been in your attic for a while, it's okay. We can wash them.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
Feel free that if you know that you have a collection there so nobody's using it anymore, we would love to have that.
Okay,
so
great.
Just contact us on the website.
Very good. Well, thank you both for coming in. And good luck with your event and with the bowling in February and March. That's going to be very fun. And we'll keep an eye on your progress and hope to put you out of business. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Of course. Thank you for making kids smile.
Vivica Rydell Anderson, the CEO of PDI Surgery Center, and Hazel White Oak, the Fund Development and Communication Manager for PDI Surgery Center. This is Sonoma County Focus.